reminder, I won't go over these guys every day, but, you know, J.D. Walton, Chris Cooper on PUP. Ryan Clady was limited today. Lucas Reed, tight end, a mispractice due to a right hamstring. Other than that, any questions?
Coach, how important will it be for Knowshon Moreno to learn special teams and make that part of his game on the team now?
Well, I had that talk with the team at the end there is, you know, whether it's to get to, you know, get on the 53-man roster or even to get on the 46-man dress squad, special teams are a very important role. So, you know, it's early. We're only a second, you know, day of practice, and it's important for everybody, not just Knowshon.
But it is important for amongst everybody.
Yes. 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 You know, we have a lot of different phases of it, and, you know, like, you know, show me a good coach, I'll show you good players, and it's no different with special teams. You got to give the special teams coach some qualified players out there.
You're in pads tomorrow. Players always talk about being excited.
Yeah.
Extended head coaches too.
Well, no doubt. I mean, if you think it was January since we were in pads, so you know we spent a lot of off season OTAs, mini camps, all that fun stuff in underwear. And you know, I think it's a good rule that we've got in place now in the league where the first 2 days are, you know, without pads. I think it's good for the protection of the players, let them ease back into it. But, you know, I think, you know, everybody in that building will be excited about being in pads for the first time since January.
When you were in Carolina, you had a couple high-profile rookie running backs. How can that experience help you with ball, Monty Ball?
You know, again, you know, we're trying to find the best players we can find, you know, and obviously we felt very strong about Monte's ability and, you know, liked everything we've seen up till now. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the guys we got on the roster will give to us what we need, you know, whether it's two or three. And, you know, we don't have any prejudice against good football players.
Piggybacking on that, in Carolina, you made productive players out of Brad Hoover, Nick Goins. Your thoughts on Jacob Hester in camp so far and his versatility as a fullback and a running back?
Yeah, he is kind of a tweener. You know, he was kind of that guy coming out. You know, I liked him, you know, when he came out of LSU. And, you know, he came in and did an outstanding job for us, filled in when we needed him. He understands protection. I mean, he was a quick study. You know, we got him in 1 week, and, you know, I think we got him into the game that week. So he's obviously got high football character, and, you know, we like his temperament.
What are some examples of some things Monte Ball must show you in order for you to be comfortable playing many, many snaps?
You know, like any position. I mean, it's, you know, knowing all of your job. You know, it's not just running the ball at running back. I mean, you've got to block, you've got to protect, you got to catch, you know. So, but that's true of every position. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, obviously we think everybody out here is talented. Otherwise, we wouldn't have them here. But, you know, now we got to develop skills and be able to operate under pressure.
There were a lot of changes for Peyton last year and questions with the neck. How has his approach changed now that he's got a year under his belt?
Well, I don't know, you know, anything changed in his approach other than the fact that he was injured. You know, he missed a full season, you know, there in Indy. And, you know, we had the great opportunity and blessing to get him here. But, you know, there was a lot of hard work. You know, that's a tribute to his work ethic. And, you know, injured or not, you know, I think, you know, his work ethic is second to none.
Do you think the team shook off any of the rust he saw yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a coach, you kind of know what you're going to get, you know, when you get guys, you know, 5 weeks off. It wasn't a lack of effort. They came in, you know, in great shape, like I mentioned yesterday, and they were, you know, effort was there. But, you know, this is the ultimate of team games, and it takes a minute to get that coordination.
What are your thoughts on the chemistry between Peyton and West so far?
I think it's outstanding. You know, they're both, you know, players that have a lot of skins on the wall in this league. So, you know, as expected, it's very good.
What about West's role? I mean, he's been a high-catch guy for the last 6 years. Do you expect him to be able to have those kind of numbers given it's his first year with Peyton?
You know, again, we try to sell, you know, the team concept here, and, you know, not so much how many touches they get, it's what's best for the team. And, you know, we'll take what defenses give us. And if that means Wes, it means, you know, a running back getting carries, it means, you know, throwing the ball to DT more. You know, a lot of that will be dictated by the defense we're playing. And, you know, I think attitude-wise, guys get that.
Wes says that he only wanted to play with a great quarterback after playing with a great quarterback. Does he give himself enough credit for the product of his numbers, or is he saying that it's all about the quarterbacks?
You know, like most great players, you know, they're not going to put too much on themselves. You know, they're going to, you know, point to the guys around them, and I don't think Wes is any different.
Brock Osweiler, seeing some more snaps this year. Is that part of his development?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a change in the coaching, you know, at the quarterback position. Greg Knapp is an excellent teacher. He's done it with Hall of Fame guys like Steve Young and done it with young guys like he did in Houston. So, you know, you're just trying to get everybody in your squad better, and that's what good coaches do.
Thanks.